on the question of whether or not women can learn Gemara, should learn Gemara in the year 2020, the year we find ourselves. So we spoke last week at length, the background behind the sugya about women in Talmud Torah, the Gemara, the Machlokes Tanaim, the Gemara in Saita. Today I want to focus on what we'd call today more of a halacha l'maisa on this topic. So let's first see source number one is a very important mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, which is basically cut and pasted from the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch reads like this. And this Shulchan Aruch has to be read very, very carefully because it's the beginning part of the entire discussion of women's education and women's Torah study. So the Mechaber writes like this. Isha Shalom de Torah. If a lady does learn Torah, yesh la schar, she will receive some form of reward for what she did. Avaloi kischar ish, but she will not get as much reward as a man. Because at the end of the day, a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as we spoke out from the Gemara and Kedushin. And even though if she does it, she will get schar, says the Mechaber, tzivu chachomenu, zichron levracha. Our chachomim commanded us, shloyilmer odom is bit Torah, that a man should not teach his daughter Torah. We mentioned last week that some achroinim are medayik, that the whole isser is only to teach your daughter. If she wants to learn on her own, or if the school wants to teach her, that's not in a violation. However, we mentioned some achroinim who disagree with that idea. So Yilmer Adam is bita Torah. Why? Meshiroiv hanashim, because most women ain't daitan mechavenis lehislamit. Their mind is not able to comprehend the learning, whatever that means. We spoke about last week. Umaitzius divrei Torah ledivrei hava lefianias daitan, and they're going to make mistakes and errors and pervert the Torah based on their understandings. Therefore, Amul Chacham Chazal said, "Kol mlamed is bita Torah. Anyone who teaches their daughter Torah, keilu mlamed tiflas. If you taught them tiflas, pirush dvar erva. It's bad. It's not a good idea." Fine. That's all based on the Gemara in Soita Machloikis Tanoim. And now here's where the Mechaber gets interesting. When is it bad to teach your daughter Torah? That's if it's Torah Shabbat Peh. You want to teach her Mishnayis Gemara? That's bad. Avo Torah Shabbiksav. But what about Torah Shabbiksav Tanach? Then it's a middle ground. Lo Yomaroi Sebetchila. You shouldn't sit down initially and learn Tanach with your daughter. But Vimelamda, if you did it, it's Ainu B'melamda Tiflis. So the Mechaber has this middle ground. Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't go near to teach your daughter. You cannot sit down and have a chavus shav with your daughter in Gemara. What about Tanakh? So the Mechaber says, well, lechad chila, you shouldn't. But you know, if you did learn Tanakh with your daughter, it's not the same level of Malam de Tiflis. So the question on the Mechaber is, why can't I teach my daughter Tanakh lechad chila? And perhaps what's more troubling is that every girl's school today, across the spectrum of Jewish orthodoxy, they all learn Tanakh. Maybe not all learn Gemara, but everyone learns Tanakh. According to this Mechaber, you're not allowed to do that lechatchila. Every school is in a violation of this Mechaber. Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to teach girls Torah Shabbiksav, at least lechatchila. Every girl's school across our communities have Torah Shabbiksav. So how do we make this Mechaber work with our schools and our educational system? That's question number one. Question number two is, Pasha, what's the Svara? Why the distinction? First of all, why the distinction between Torah Shabbiksav and Torah Shabbat Peh? And if there is a distinction, why in Torah Shabbiksav are you differentiating between Lechatchila and B'dievet? Lechatchila, I can't sit down and teach my daughter Tanakh. But if she learned it, it's not the end of the world. Now, we'll get to all that in a minute. I just want to talk about one more issue, which we spoke a lot about on the Sunday morning shiur. I just want to hone in on it for one more second. There's a Ramo over here. The Ramo writes, isha. A lady is obligated to learn the things that she needs to know. What is those things? So we mentioned in the past, which Shmuel Vazda writes, it's basically everything. She needs to know Bracha, she needs to know Shabbos, she needs to know Shmir Saloshin, she needs to know everything. So all the things that she needs to know, she has to learn. We mentioned from the Beis Halevi and others that this is not Begeder Talmud Torah. This is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is really what we call Begeder Hechsher Mitzvah of to do the mitzvahs. The question is, how does a girl go about fulfilling this din? How well does she have to learn it? Does she have to learn every Beis Yosef and every Bach and every Shach and Taz? Or does she just have to know? She could take out a sefer and learn whatever she needs to know. So I always taught Pash Pshah and the Ramah is that she has to know what she needs to know. She doesn't have to know every single Gemara and every single Rajwa behind the sugya. She needs to know that there's something called Muktzah, and she needs to know there's four categories of Muktzah, and she needs to know what's in that category. Does she need to know every single nuance? No. She needs to know what she needs to know to be a Frum Yid. I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Leibowitz where he quotes from Rav Schachter. Rav Schachter thought, no, she needs to know everything, the background, and where it came from, and where, you know, everything plus the sugya. I would have thought not like that. I would have thought she needs to know what she needs to know. She doesn't need to know every. She needs to know what the halach is. She needs to know something called mukzah. She needs to know something called bracha. She needs to know. Does she have to know every machlokes apayskim? I don't know. I don't know if she has to know every single shiur that we went through, every topic that we did on a Tuesday night shiur. Does she have to learn in depth? Or as my wife always tells me, don't give me the background. Give me the answer. So my wife always tells me, what's the fact? What do we do? What's the bracha do we make? I don't care if it's machlokes. Is it machlokes? That they don't have to know. They need to know whatever the minhag olam is. That's what I would have thought pshat in the Rama is. But the question that I have is this din that the girl has to learn, that she has to learn, however you're going to figure it out, is that the father's obligation? Or that's her own obligation? So Reb Nosson Gestetner, number 2, makes the following observation. He writes, "Umiloshen ze mashma de gam bedinim ha-shaychim lo in chiv alo av lamdoi, ela shehi talmud ba'atzma." Says Reb Nosson Gestetner, the reading of this Ramah sounds like that this is her chiv. I mean, the father has a mitzvah to educate his son in Torah. A father has absolutely no mitzvah to teach her daughter Torah. Not only does he have no mitzvah to teach his daughter Torah, he also has no mitzvah to teach her the things that she needs to know. Says Reb Nosson Gestetner, "Ubebir ha-gra hevi mechagiga." And if you remember from Sunday morning, we spoke about the gra. The Goyin said, what was the Makar of this Ramah? It was based on a Gemara Chagig. The Gemara said, Hakel asa'am, gather the nation. Anoshim ba'im lomay, the men come to learn. Noshim ba'is l'shmaya, they come to hear. Because of the B'tayis Yisham B'Shem Yisham, the like of an Adesham B'chayv Adam Lulban L'Torah. But as I said, you have to teach your daughter Torah. We're saying, no, you don't have to teach your daughter Torah. U'B'tayis V'Soyt, the Masl Ben Azik Kosv, the Noshim B'Yisr Shmai, Hainu K'tayish Yod L'Kai Mitzvahs. They just come to hear. Hainu, the HaMitzvah Ala Noshim Atzman Shiavol L'Shmai K'tayish Yod L'Kai Mitzvah Mitzvah. Aval Ein Chiyav Ala Aval L'Lamdon. Says with Nosson Gestetner that this is a girl's obligation. The father has absolutely no obligation to teach his daughter Torah. That's the Mefarsh Gemara. The Gemara says, "Not to Moisim es b'neichem, b'neichem v'loy b'neisechem." You have no obligation to teach your daughter Torah. Says it doesn't understand her, and even the things that she needs to know for Heksha Mitzvah, that's her problem. Meaning, a father has no obligation to teach his daughter, you know, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos. That's her obligation. However, if you look in the Sefer Chassidim, it's kemat Mefarsh, not like this of Nosson Gestetner. If you look in the Sefer Chassidim, he writes, "Chayiv Odom Lulmod L'Bnoisov." A person is obligated to teach his daughter HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvahs, Kigoyin. Piske halachas. He has to teach her the psak halacha. Ay, umasha omru hasham lamed liishto toira kilam lamed tiflis. Ay, the Gemara says teaching your daughter toira is like tiflis. Yeah, zeu oimik talmud. That's if you're giving her an in-depth shir. The tanya mitzvahs, visaydiya toira. That imalam de liishto ulakatam. Aval halachas, mitzvahs, hilmudla. But the halachas you have to teach her. Shem loy teida hilcha shabbos. If you don't teach her hilcha shabbos, ech tishma shabbos. Bechen kol mitzvahs, kdei lasos, these are mitzvahs. Argues the Sefer Chassidim, it's the father's obligation to teach his daughter these mitzvahs. Aye, so what do you do with the Gemara? And the Gemara says that a father is part of him teaching his daughter Torah. This is the Chayyar right to the Beis HaLevi. Avada, this is not Talmud Torah. This is part and parcel of raising Jewish children. So Avada, a father has the chiv to raise a Jewish daughter. Teaching her Hilcha Shabbos is not a fulfillment of Talmud Torah. In the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a father is part of him teaching his daughter. That's Pashut. But why would the father have to teach his daughter Hilcha Shabbos? Not al Talmud Torah, but al Shmir Shabbos. Since you have a chiv to make sure your daughter keeps Shabbos, how is she supposed to keep Shabbos if she doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos? So, this l'chayr is kenegah, the Nosson Gestetner's ha'ara, that the father is completely removed from the daughter's obligation. So, according to Sefer Chassidim, you are obligated, not only are you allowed to, but you're obligated to learn with your daughter Hilcha Shabbos, Hilchas Brachas, Hilchas Tznias, Hilchas Lashon Hara, whatever things she needs to know to survive. Now again, how should you go about teaching that to her? That we're going to get to in a second. Again, I said, Rav Shechter said that you're supposed to teach it to her the whole sugya. Sit her down, start with the Gemara, teach her the Shulchan Aruch, go through the Shachs and the Tazes, whatever it is. I would have thought maybe not. I would have thought you just got to tell her what she needs to know. Sit her down, give her what we call today a crash course in Judaism. Tell her, listen, there's a concept called Muktzah, there's a concept called Bayer, and there's a concept called Abishal, and there's such a thing called Ein Bishal, Ach Abishal, you know, basic Rashi Parakim, like again, like many of the girls' schools do today, fantastically. Some of the greatest rabbanim today are wonderful educators in our girls' schools, and they know exactly how to give it to the girls in a way where they don't give them all the background. They don't have to know every single background, machlokes rishonim. They know what they need to know, and then go weiter. The Taz writes in number 4, on this mechaber, the Taz is bothered with the kash that we're all bothered with, which is, why the discrepancy in Torah Shebiktav versus Torah Shebaalpeh? That the mechaber made up. That's not a gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes tanoim. Are you allowed? Should you teach your daughter Torah or should you teach your daughter Torah? That's a machlokes tanoim. Nowhere does the Gemara make any distinctions between Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Comes along the Rambam with a chiddush and he says no. There's a difference between Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And even in Torah Shebiktav, there's a difference between lechatchila and bediyev. Where does this all come from? So Zok the Taz number 4. He says He thinks the Mechaber is 100% correct. The Metzinu of Parshas HaMelech, the Mekor for this Mechaber was from Hakel. It says over there, Hakel as Anoshim v'Anoshim, v'HaMelech ha'yeloi mitzefer Mishnah Torah. Points out the Taz, what do you think they taught at Hakel? They taught Tanakh. They taught Chumash. And it says women came. So you see, women are allowed to learn Tanakh, Kevaldik. So that's a Mekor from the Torah that it's okay to teach women Tanakh. So 1 second, asks the Taz, v'yesh l'hakshayis. So if the makar of teaching girls Tanakh is from the parish of Hakel, so why are you only allowed to teach your daughter B'diyevet Tanakh? Why can't they teach your daughter Lechatchila like they did by Hakel? So he writes, the nearly the Hasam like Derish HaMelech kim pshute hadvar. Because over there the king did not give a lomda shashir, he didn't give a shiklali, he didn't give a pilpul shir, he gave a very simple shir. Says the Taz, to give over to Tanakh in a simple way, that's mutter. That's okay. That's not what the Mechaber meant. That's okay. Shehu aminig b'chol yoin, that's what we do every day. We teach our daughter. It says nechomesh this, it says nechomesh that. Ma'ashenki melimut pirish divrei Torah derech eschachmus v'havona. But if you're going to get into the depth of the chomesh, try to understand more than the simple understanding, zehu osu lechatchilu. That's osu lechatchilu. Again, so teaching your daughter Tanakh b'iyon is also lechatchilu, but not tiflis. Teaching your daughter Tanakh simply, that's fine. If you want to sit down and learn Tanakh with your daughter, great. So you read through every pasuk, you'll translate every pasuk, and you'll go weiter. You won't say any over, no Rashi, Ramban, no Ibn Ezra, which we'll talk about as Machlokes Achronim. Simple, simple, you'll keep it simple, that's the chayra fine. He says it's meduik like that in the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? That the women came lishmaya. What's lishmaya? It's simple, to hear. Men came to learn. They made a whole limud out of it. They said chakiras, and they said nafkemiras, and they said papulim. The women came just to hear. What are the facts? Give me the facts. Simple. So therefore, Zok the Taz, if you want to just learn simple Tanakh, no problem. Simple Tanakh is fine. Mashenkin, if you want to learn Lomdisha Tanakh, you want to learn Chumash B'iyun, like the Taz, that's a problem. Now, is what we do on our Wednesday night shiur considered Chumash B'iyun or not? Well, that we'll talk about maybe throughout the shiur tonight. Learning Chumash the way we do it with many memory chazal and many commentaries, that's probably not what the Taz meant when he said Kipshutoi. Kipshutoi means translatable. Bereishis Barley Kim, the beginning God created the world, fine, that's it, that's fine. Mashenki, once you start getting with drush and commentaries and machlokes how to read the pasuk and there's tupshatim and shtikul Torah, that might be somewhat more problematic. So according to the Taz, simple chumash, you're good to go. But again, Gemara is not even a discussion according to the Taz. The Mechaber says Torah Shabbat Pes Tiflis. There's no option to be able to learn Gemara. The Bach, who was the father-in-law of the Taz, happens to have a slightly different take on this Mechaber, and he writes the same kasha that his son-in-law was bothered with. Bach wants to know, where did the Rambam know this difference in Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat? And he writes like this, Nira, Shehoitzi zeh meloshen Rebbe Loza ben Azayu. He got this from the same Gemara Chagiga, the Ka'amar, im anoshen boim lulmoy, v' anoshen boim lushmoya. The women come to hear. What's the deal we hear, says the Bach? V'li omar im anoshen v'noshen boim lushmoya v' lulmoy. It doesn't say men and women came to hear and to learn. Says the Bach, the difference is it depends on how long they're learning. If they're learning just for a moment, lefi shah, that doesn't mean a moment, it means they're not learning bikvias, argues the Bach, then it's okay. That's like Parshat HaMelech. Parshat HaMelech didn't happen every single day. It was an infrequent occurrence. Says the Bach, if women want to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, maybe even in depth, if it's infrequent, that's okay. That's the Chiddush of the Bach. So according to the Bach, there's a new Chiddush. If you want to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav with your daughter, and you want to learn it B'iyim, but you're not going to do it every single day, that's also mut. So learns the Bach. So we have, so far, Hetter number two. Either according to the Taz, you can learn with your daughter simple Tanakh, or according to the Bach, you can learn Lamdei Shechumish, but it should only be Lefisha. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the truth is we can have an entire shiur on the Lubavitcher Shita on women and Talmud Torah. I didn't spend too much time in it, but there's quite a lot of literature about what the Lubavitcher Rebbe has held. But we'll go to the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And this is also, I think, very essential. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes like this, number 6. Aval pi sheyesh lo schar. He quotes the Rambam, but he leaves out some very important part of the Rambam. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav number 6, he quotes the Rambam, where it came out word for word, except if you look carefully, he never ever says that you can't learn lechatchila Torah Shabbat Ksav. He just says that learning Torah Shabbat Peh is tiflis. He writes, that's bad. But he says, he doesn't say a word about Torah Shabbat Ksav. So the simple diuk in the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that the whole Isser is Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh. Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh is not a problem at all. Not even the Chatchila is not a problem. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that's the diuk that the Tzitz Eliezer makes in number 7, that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch Rav would lead us to conclude that the Shulchan Aruch Rav held, that the Rambam held, that the whole, again, it's not the Kirsa that we have, but that the Rambam held that the whole prohibition of Tiflis is only Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh. Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh is smooth sailing. You can do whatever you want, even the Chatchila Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh. Says it's Tzitz Eliezer, that's the simple diuk of the Mechaber, of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He writes number 7, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he never says a word about Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh. He just says that Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh is also. So the diuk would be is that what? Teresh Shel Ba'al-Peh is smooth sailing, no problem. Where would the Shulchan Aruch Rav get it from? So if you remember, we had a Vilna Goin in last week's year, where the Vilna Goin was mitzayin to a Mishnah Nedar. The Mishnah Nedarim said that you're allowed to teach, if you make a Moidir Hanoah, you're allowed to teach the other guy's daughters and sons Chumash. So you see, you're allowed to teach Chumash. So we said that the Rishonim changed the Girsa and only have Banov and not Banoisov. But says it's Eliezer, maybe not. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch Rav held, that the Rambam held, that teaching Tanakh is not a problem at all for girls. And then he says, well, maybe not. And then it's Eliezer starts to pedal backwards. It says, well, maybe not. Maybe that when the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah, he meant Teresh Beksav also. But past this, the diuk is in the Shulchan Aruch Rav would be very clear that the Lubavitcher Rebbe held that it's okay to teach your daughter Torah Shebiksav at any level. Torah Shebiksav, not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber said you can only learn Torah Shebiksav b'di'evit. Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to hold you can. So again, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we can justify all the schools today while they teach Tanakh because they're selling on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. However, if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, so you're going to have a problem. How are you going to get around this? So either you go like the Taz that says you're teaching them simple Chumash, which they're not. They're learning very in-depth Chumash. And the Bach Hetter doesn't work because the Bach says you can only do it occasionally. The girls learn 5 days a week. That's definitely not occasionally. Now, if you look over here, number eight, the Sefer Or Yisrael, who's a kuntris, he points out the following observation. He writes, "V'hine mashi yadua shahagrovach sam sefer the chol gedoyle kedoy she'olam omru shabonis yikru b'tzenu ureena." It's well known, says this Baal Mechaber, that the Vilna Gaon in the Chasam Sofer, that's the 1700s and the 1800s, it's known that their daughters all learned Tzenerena. And another sefer called Menera Samar, after Yesham Harbe Midrashi Chazal. In those Svarim, it contains Memre Chazal. So the kash is, how could everyone justify it? It's against the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, Sarach Leimer, he has 3 terutzim. First of all, he answers, Dezeh Nichnas Beged the Teresh Beksav. Maybe Midrashim that help explain the Teresh Beksav is also Teresh Beksav. Teresh Beksav is Lundus. If you're having a machloikis mishayinim or a medrash that Pasha explains Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, that's also Teresh Beksav. That's one answer. His other answer he wants to suggest is what we mentioned last week, that these girls learned it on their own. That the Rambam is mashma, that's only also to teach your daughter. The Rambam can talk about teaching. If your daughter wants to pick up an article Gemara and crack her teeth over a shver Gemara Yevamis, that's okay. So therefore his second answer is that all the daughters of these gedolim learned Tzenu Rena on their own. His third possibility is based on Arbach. The Bach said it's okay to learn it Arai, so he wants to tell you that since the girls only read Tzenu Rena on Shabbos, they didn't learn it every day, they learned it once a week. So that's a shame, that's Arai. So therefore, that's why the girls were allowed to learn Tzenu Rena back in the 1800s, because they learned it once a week. And according to the Bach, learning Teresh B'Ksav once a week is okay. Now, this was all till the early 1900s. Now, just as a brief historical piece of information that needs to be mentioned is that before the Beis Yaakov movement became popular in Europe, and again, it was not popular in all of Europe, it was not very popular amongst the Hungarian Jews, it was very popular amongst the Polish Jews. Now, just for the record, the Chafetz Chaim initially was against the Beis Yaakov movement. When the Beis Yaakov movement was first going to a vote to whether or not they're going to have a Beis Yaakov movement, the Chafetz Chaim told all the Talmidim Yeshiva that they should daven, that the vote should go negative, and they should not open a Beis Yaakov. And the reason was because the Chafetz Chaim did not understand the situation of Polish Jewry at that time. He didn't realize that the girls and the boys were very divided. The girls were not frum, and the boys were going to yeshiva and learning. There was a lack of chinuch that the homes were not providing at that time that was the impetus for opening a school. The Chafetz Chaim was afraid if you open them to school, you're going to open them to all these things that are negative. He didn't realize that this wasn't to give them, you know, power. It was just to keep them frum. He didn't realize that when the men used to go Shabbos afternoon to learn, the girls used to go to the movie theater. It wasn't like the movies of today, but the idea is still the same. So initially, the Chafetz Chaim was extremely against the Beis Yaakov movement. However, when he realized how bad the situation is in the girls' world, he changed his mind. Based on that background, we have to see a very famous psak from the Chafetz Chaim. Very controversial, but very essential psak. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Lakutei Halachas. He copied it from the Rishonim who wrote such a sefer. But there's a sefer called Lakutei Halachas. Again, it's small print in the sefer, so this is the best I can do. But he writes the following. Very essential for our sugya. Writes the Chafetz Chaim. V'nira. He quotes the Gemara that says that teaching your daughter is tiflis. Zog the Chafetz Chaim. The chol ze davka bizmanim shelfanenu. This whole Gemara was only till the time of the late 1800s, early 1900s. Shekol echad hayudar b'malkam avoysof. Everyone lived where their family lived. The Kabbalah sa'avos hayichazik moid. And the family structure, the family chinuch was enough to be mechanachu. Eitz kol echad ve'echad lisnanik b'derech shadakei avoysof. Back then, it used to be your entire education came from the home. You learned what you watched your father, you watched your mother, and that was your chinuch. K'derech shadakei You didn't need to teach the girls any Torah. They used to copy mom. Whatever mom did was mutter. Whatever mom didn't do was also. Avol ke'ez ba'av nisenu harabim. She'kabelos ha'avos nisreifif ma'oid ma'oid. Now our fathers don't know anything either. Their kabbalah is no longer so strong. V'gamotri she'en ador b'mokam ha'avos of klal. Again, it seems like there's a breakdown in the family life. Not everyone's living next to mom and dad. Especially those people that are learning the native language. They're learning whatever it be, Polish, German, Russian. Mitzvah rabba l'loim dem chumash. Now it's a mitzvah to teach them chumash. V'gam nevi'im uksuvim musrei chazal. Teach the girls nach, tanach. Teach them musr and mamrei chazal. Like Maseches Avos, v'sefer Menorah Samaru Kedoyme, k'dei sheyis ames etzlam inyan umanuseinu hakadosha, just to instill with them emuna. Dem lavochi olul sheyisur legamri miderech Hashem. If not, we're going to lose them. The yavru akol Yehudei hadas chas v'shalom. They're going to akol Yehudei hadas chas v'shalom. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's an eis lasis l'Hashem. We're losing a generation of girls. If we don't step up and be mechanach them, we're going to lose a generation. So it sounds like from the Chafetz Chaim, this was mamish a hirasha, a literal hirasha. Eitz lasis l'Hashem. We need to educate the girls because we're losing all the girls. That seems to be the simple reading of the Chafetz Chaim. Now, if you read the Chafetz Chaim clearly, what did he permit? He didn't permit Gemara. Nowhere in the Kutei Halachas did the Chafetz Chaim say go teach them Gemara. He said teach them Chumash, Navi, Suvim, Memri Chazal with Musar and Perkei Avos. That was it. Habol ha'isav lo yosef. He never said go out and teach them Gemara. Now. So according to the Chafetz Chaim, this answers the kasha. Why in all our girls' schools are they pumping the girls with so much Tanakh and Midrashim? It's because of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said that Bizman HaZeh we need it, because if not, the girls are not going to stay from. Okay? If you turn to the next page, I found a letter from the Chafetz Chaim. A letter from the Chafetz Chaim written in Tov Reich Sadi Gimel. Tov Reich Sadi Gimel was 1933. This is right around the year the Chafetz Chaim died. The Chafetz Chaim died in 1933. And he writes a fascinating letter. The letter was written to a yid in the town of Frishtik. My wife has family who came from the town of Frishtik. But in any case, listen to the beautiful letter of the Chafetz Chaim. He writes, "Kasha shemati sheznadvu anoshim yireim b'charedim odvar Hashem liyasi b'iron beis Yaakov." I heard that you have people in your community that are took upon the responsibility to open up a beis Yaakov. He writes, "Lil moed bo toyra v'yirshmaim," to teach the girls toyra v'yirshmaim. Midos derech eretz. Zu Teira, Derech Eretz is Teira. Le Yaledes Achenu Bnei Yisrael. Amarti le Polom Hatoiv Yosher Hashem. I told those guys that it's fantastic. Umaisi Yedei Michoinen. Ki Inyan Godol V'Nochotu B'Yemenu Ila. Today it's very important. Asher Zoram Hakfira. Sheire B'chol Toikvoi V'Achoiv Shemuchol Amirim Oivrim V'Tzudim L'Nafshois. That the Kfira and the swaying of people off the Derech is so strong. Anyone that has any connection to Yiras Hashem, haMitzvah Litin is Bita Luma BeBeis Yaakov. It's a mitzvah to send your daughter to Beis Yaakov. V'chol Achshasha is V'apakpukim Meis Luma is Bita Teira. I feel like the Chafetz Chaim. You're going to ask me, how can I send my daughter to Beis Yaakov? It's a violation of teaching your daughter Teira. Zog the Chafetz Chaim, Ein Shom Beis Meichish Lozeh B'Yemenu Eila. There's absolutely nothing to be concerned about in our days. V'Ein Kan Hamokim Levar Barichas. I can't explain. We're living in a different world. It used to be girls followed mom, and they had the chinuch from the home, and all they needed was they read Serena once a day, they were good to go. What's the Shabbos? Masha Enkin, Zog Tachavetz Chaim, Bav Nesenu, Rabbi, Bidin Nesenu, Elu. Today it's a different world. Val Kein, B'chol Oiz, Ruchenu, V'navshenu, Aleinu, L'shtadel, L'harboiz, Bote, Sefer, Ke'elu. We need to get out there. We need to spread the word. We need to build more Beis Yaakovs. Says the Chavetz Chaim, don't come to me with a cheshbin of this Gemara. It's not Negevah Zman Hazeh. Different world, different place. Okay? As I give Paskins, this is the Chavetz Chaim's Pesach. So all our yeshivas today are hanging their hats on the Chavetz Chaim's Pesach. That today the girls need it, because if not, they're not going to be fruit. Now, there's a fundamental question on the Chavetz Chaim, which the Klausenberger Rebbe takes issue with. And he basically says is that, how does the Chavetz Chaim have a right to throw out a halacha? This is a very slippery slope. We're going to start taking changing halacha and say, well, this halacha was up till the 1800s. 1800s and on, the halacha is this. Isn't that like what Reformed Judaism is? No? This is a very, very non-orthodox approach to Shulchan Aruch. To take halacha and Shulchan Aruch and say, well, that was back then, today it's different. That's what Reform, Conservative, whatever, one of those groups do that. We Orthodox, that's the whole Yisrael of Orthodox, is we hold our Torah doesn't change. So the kasha that the Klausenberger Rebbe and others ask on the Chavetz Chaim, no one in all of the literature that I read is chas v'sholem saying anything disrespectful about the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim was the Kohen Gadol. Everyone spoke of him with the utmost respect. But we gotta figure out, how does this work logistically? How could the Chavetz Chaim tell us that a halacha that's etched, that's clear in Shulchan Aruch, can be changed because of the times? So if you look over in number 11, the Sefer Or Yisrael, he tries to be miyash of this. He says like this: Ulchayra ein kavonas Chavetz Chaim de mitamza hutar is. Chavetz Chaim wasn't saying that there's a heter to the iser. He's being magdir the Shulchan Aruch. That when the Gemara says you're not supposed to teach your daughter Torah, that wasn't a carte blanche did. That was depending on the situation. That was if teaching her Torah is just going to teach her tiflis, then there's nothing to do. But he says, but if you have a matzah with teaching her Torah is going to push her, keep her from, that wasn't included in the Yisr. That's how he wants to answer up this kasha of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at number 12 in Rotz Katzvi, Tzvika Reisman, I think I heard he had a Refuah Shleimah, he was quite ill, and if he's not completely healed, Mitzvah Hashem, learning his Sefer should give him a complete Refuah Shleimah. In his Sefer, Rotz Katzvi, he has a long discussion about this topic, and he quotes over here an interesting teretz from one of the Chabad Rabbonim in London. He writes, number 12, Derech Noisevis Bebir Devir HaChavetz Chaim Kosev Yedidi Reb Chaim Rapport Rav Umarit Tzedek Chassidi Chabad Belondon. He wants to come up with the following pshat. He says that if you go back to the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the Rambam, you'll notice that the Rambam chose his words extremely carefully. The Shulchan Aruch said that Tzivui Chachamim, that the Chachamim commanded us. So he wants the Taina that they didn't say Osru Chachamim, Lilmoid Torah, Lilmoid Bita Torah. He said Tzivui. He wants the Taina that whenever you go through Rambam, and the Rambam used the Lashon Tzivui, it's more advice than it is prohibition. It's not really Isser, it's advice. Advice. Tzivei Chacham is the way the Torah gave, is the way Chazal gave us good advice. Good advice is not to teach your daughter Torah. So he wants to argue, if that's true, so Mamela, when you have a situation where the Gedolim of that time feel that teaching them is good advice, so then the Isser goes off. Okay, that's not so posh, because as a Tzvika Reisman quotes from others, you got to go through so many Rambams to find out if that's actually true. And secondly, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's bad to teach your daughter Torah, not just it's good advice not to teach your daughter Torah. That's one eitzah, how he wants to try to justify the Chavetz Chaim. But at the end of the day, the Chavetz Chaim said what he said. Now, if you look at number 13, the Sefer Derech Sicha, written by this is by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he writes that Omru lechazinish shachovetz Chaim kos v'shekayim kedai luman abonis gam Torah k'nei shalei yaseh dvarim acherim. Someone told the chazinish once that you should know the Chavetz Chaim said that it's kedai this generation to teach the girls Torah. The chazinish said gam ani amarti ken. Chazanish also thought like that. So when everyone says it's the Chavetz Chaim, it's also the Chazanish passing like that. Both the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish both thought that it's a kedai thing today to start educating our daughters in Tanakh to keep them from. However, the Klausenberger Rebbe writes over here, number 14, he says, V'imnema nishtanu hadeiris yavou chas v'shalom talmidim shloshim shu kol tzorichim b'vneseinu v'yomu gam kin al denachar b'shochanach shenishtanu hazmanim. Says the Klausenberger Rebbe, this is a very slippery slope. If people are going to learn this and say, oh, the Chavetz Chaim says that Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is no longer applicable, next time Halacha and Shulchan Aruch comes up, they're going to say the same thing. Says the Chassid of Klausenberger Rebbe, not that Chas v'Shalom, he's doubting the Chavetz Chaim's psak. He's just saying that I think this is a very slippery slope. We're setting ourselves up for a disaster. If we're allowing such a concept in Halacha to say, well, this is no longer applicable, he thinks that's getting us down a very, very slippery slope. And then he points out, which I think everyone needs to hear, is that even the Chafetz Chaim, who everyone is going to hang their hat on today to teach the daughters anything in Tanakh, he never ever permitted teaching the girls Gemara. All he permitted was Tanakh, Midrashei Chazal Av Musar, and Perkei Avos. Nowhere did he say teach the girls Torah Shebal Peh. Nowhere did he say teach the girls Tzais Nesivos and Shmaitza and Reb Shimon. That was never the words of the Chafetz Chaim. Therefore, points out the Klausenberger Rebbe, you can't go more than the Chafetz Chaim gave. All the Chafetz Chaim said was you can teach the girls Tanakh, nothing more and nothing less. I have over here two tshuvas from Gedolim who lived a little later than the Chafetz Chaim. This is Kan Aaron, Rav Aaron Wolkin, died, I believe, in the 40s. Rav Aaron Wolkin has a fascinating shiloh where he wants to know, he was discussing a shiloh about Stoka, where a certain institution was collecting money for a boys' yeshiva. And then the question was, can they take that money to use for a girls' yeshiva? So he goes through a whole discussion over here where he basically similar lumbus to the Chafetz Chaim, where the need for a yeshiva is so large, you shouldn't say for yourself that money for a yeshiva and money for a Beis Yaakov is considered downgrading. He says, absolutely not. That's not considered a Yeridus HaKadusha. Girls' schools are essential, even though if you ever spoke to anyone who fundraises for a girls' school, it is well known that it is extremely difficult comparative to fundraising for a boys' school. More people are much more comfortable giving money to a boys' school than they are to a girls' school. That's just the reality. Lamais, I'm not saying that the money is different. I'm just saying the Metzius is, I've spoken to fundraisers, they've told me it's very difficult for to get people to give money to girls' schools as opposed to boys' schools are much easier. People give money for Torah as opposed to the girls, they're not as comfortable. But again, says this Kanarin that it's absolutely not considered Yeridus HaKadusha. Teaching a girl's yeshivas are not Yeridus HaKadusha. And he says, you'll tell me, what about all the extra learning that they do beyond Tanakh? And he's not referring to Gemara, he's talking about in-depth Tanakh. He says, that's also necessary, it's all needed, they need to be in school, and school needs to be made up of many different components, compartments, it's all fine. I'm not going to read it all inside, because it's a lengthy tshuva, but it's kedai for you to look at it on your own, where he justifies that. But it even gets better. If you look at number 15, in the Maznaim L'Mishpat, which was the Shas and Tshuvas of Reb Zalman Sirotskin, who we quote often, from the great Sirotskin family, I don't know if the Sirotskins will admit to this tshuva, but he basically writes over here that he thinks it's okay to teach girls even Gemara, as long as you just teach them the end of the Gemara. He writes, number 15, Ubi Sifri Haidava Hadibur, that's another sefer written by Reb Zalman Sirotskin. He writes, Herichu Leva'er, Shafilu Torah Shebal Peh Muteres Ha'isha Lishmaya, Rata Loimar, Lilmoy Desamaskona Achreina, Boloi Kusha Seprukim. You don't need to give her the whole pill. Give her the answer. Let her know that the Gemara says X and Y. And he goes on to explain how the girls need to be educated and the girls need to know. Again, I'm not going to read the whole tshuva inside, but that's a chiddush. He's willing to say that girls can even learn Gemara just without the pilpul, just the facts that they need to know to learn the Gemara. And he writes the same thing over here in number 16. Okay. Halacha l'maisa, where we left this. What should the girls, if someone came to you and asked you to pick a girl's curriculum, or you want to learn with your daughter, what are you allowed to learn with your daughter? So the answer is, according to the Chafetz Chaim, you can learn Tanakh with your daughter without a problem. You can learn Perkei Avos with your daughter without a problem. There was a famous tshuva written to Rav Moshe, which for a while I never understood. I think I now have a pshat. If you look at number 17, it's a tshuva written to Rav Moshe from a very chashav yid. Who was the writer? Harav HaGoyin Reb Eliyahu Svei Shlita Ram Philadelphia. This is what we know today as Rabbi Yisvei, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Philadelphia. Zatzal, one of the great Gedolim, one of the great leaders of our generation. And he asked Rav Moshe Shai, which for the life of me I could never understand. He asked Rav Moshe, Hine. We'll read the tshuva inside to show tshuva. He writes, Hine. B'davah shenimtzo b'botei sefer liyaledes l'nai resh nikro b'shem Beis Yaakov v'kedoyme. Sherotzim hanholo v'hamorim l'lmod imohem mishnais. He says, they asked Rav Moshe that there's a movement called Beis Yaakov, and the Beis Yaakov, they want to start teaching Mishnayos to the girls. So he writes, Hinei Rama Perek Aleph, Melechos Tam HaTorah, Halacha Yigim HaPasek, Rebbe Loza B'Soyto, She'en Lomad L'Bnoiz Torah, Achu Mechalek, she goes to the whole Rambam, that it's not a problem. Then he's Dr. Moshe, Al Koponim, Mishnayos, Shu Torah Shabal Peh, but Mishnayos is Torah Shabal Peh, Tziva Chachom Mishal Yilomdo, Vavikilu Lomdom Tiflus, Ulechein, Dr. Moshe, Tzarech, Limoyne Mizeh, you can't teach girls Mishnayos. Rak, Perkei Avos, Mishum Shulun Yoni Musar Van Hagas Tovus Yesh Lomdom Behesber, that you can explain to them. Lo Iviran Lahavas Torah Olamidas Tovus Avoloi Shar Hamasechtas, but no other Masechtas Umitecha Pashtas Hakatzer. Because it's simple, I will keep it short. I don't understand. Rebbe Yisvei was a gadol, one of the Gedolei Hador. he didn't know what the Chafetz Chaim wrote in Likutei Halachos? It's before the Chafetz Chaim, he says. You can teach them Mishnayos only Pirkei Avos. Why do you have to send the Shaila to Rav Moshe? I never understood this. When I first came across this truth, I Pasha didn't understand the Shaila. Rebbe Yisvei. We all saw the Likutei Halachos. I'm sure Rebbe Yisvei saw the Likutei Halachos. What was his gracious Shaila to Rav Moshe? It's a no-brainer. The Chafetz Chaim said no Teresh Vapeh. He only said Tanakh, like the Klausenberger Rebbe told us. The Chafetz Chaim was only Matzah Tanakh. So what's come to Rav Moshe? I need to send a shout out to Rav Moshe. So I think the Yishuv is like this. I think that maybe Rebbe Yisrael was Masupik. Maybe Rebbe Yisrael was Masupik like this. Maybe that the reason why the Chafetz Chaim was Matzah in the 1920s to learn Tanakh was because the Chafetz Chaim said Eslas Lashem. I need to give the girls something to keep them from. The Mela in the 1920s Tanakh was enough for the girls. Maybe Claire de Rebbe Yisvei, maybe in whatever year this Shaila was written, doesn't say, maybe the girls need more. Maybe the Taka need more. Maybe Mishnayis is the Tanakh of the 1920s. So along the Shaila. Rebbe Yisvei was asking Moshe, maybe the Mitzvah has changed. Maybe in the 1960s, girls need more to keep them from. Memela, the same way perhaps the Chafetz Chaim was Mater Tanakh, maybe we can go the next step to go to Mishnayis. To which Moshe said, no, Mishnayis is out. So this was my shtickle tari to be Miyashiv, what Rebbe Yisrael was sending to Rav Moshe. Because without that, it's a very, very simple shaila. I'm not sure what Rebbe Yisrael's tutzotim were. And I know Rebbe Yisrael had a deeper shaila here than when you read the words. Maybe that was Rebbe Yisrael's kavana. Maybe his kavana was maybe the Matthias changed, and today we need more than that. To which Rav Moshe Paskin, no, today is the same as then. Mishnah is not acceptable. So Rav Moshe Paskin, this is Rav Moshe's famous psak. You could teach girls Avos, which is a very popular limit in the girls' schools. Many shiurim are tailor-made, specifically Pirkei Avos for women. That's completely mutter. It's Teresh of Alpeh. The Teresh is Dr. Rav Moshe, that they're allowed to learn Pirkei Avos. You can't have a Mishnah Yishef for women in Krisus or in other things, but Teresh of Alpeh is mutter for Pirkei Avos. If you look at number 18, in the Sefer Derech Sicha, also from the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he writes, Sheila, someone asked him, Moro lebeis Yaakov bonim kita beis. A Moro teaches girls in the second grade. The right to London Pirkei Avos, Ma, he wants to teach Pirkei Avos. Are you allowed to teach Pirkei Avos in the girls' schools? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered, Tshuva, Isha chayeves biyadiyas atayr b'mashin negela, and Isha is obligated to know that what that she needs to know. U'mishum kach mevarechas brechas atayr, and that's one of the pshatim why women make brechas atayr. The Gam Pirkei Avos came, and Zokt Chaim Kanievsky, Pirkei Avos is included in that. Then he tells us a personal story. Kishima Niftara, when Chaim Kanievsky's wife was, his mother was Nifta, which is the stipler's wife. Omer Abba, the stipler, told us the Benonosh Sheil Medu Mishnayis Mesechas Avos Lil Nishmasa. The girls took upon themselves to learn Avos for his chus for their mother's neshama. So you see, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, that the stipler was very comfortable with girls learning Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is not a problem at all for the girls to learn. Okay, so we have the tshuva from Rav Moshe, we have these tshuvas from Chaim Kanievsky. Now, what many people often, when discuss the shayla of women, they jump to letters written by Reb Aaron Lichtenstein. I don't know why they jump to Reb Aaron Lichtenstein, because I think his father-in-law, Rabbi Soloveitchik, has already discussed this topic beforehand. Many people refer back to different tshuvas that they have from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on that topic, and he wrote extensively on this topic. But I found in Bipnini Harav, I found Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinion on girls' education. And let's read it together very carefully. Rabbi Soloveitchik is quoted over here in Bipnini Harav, number 19. He writes over here, says Rav Shachter, Pamachas Nesati Im Yachidim Harav. I was once traveling with Rabbi Soloveitchik, be Boston the Yeshiva, one of his very, very frequent trips from Boston to Yeshiva. Rabbi Salvation used to travel very frequently to the point where he stopped benching Goyim, he stopped saying Tefillas HaDerech. A lot of things he stopped doing because he felt it's not Derech Sakonet. He's so used to the trip, therefore it's not dangerous for him anymore. But in any case, says Rav Shechter, Osipali Harav, Rabbi Salvation told me the following Chiddush. Listen to these words. Rabbi Salvation told me, even if we'd be Nisa Derech to teach women Gemara, Hayoim, today, bitkufa shenosim shavus lanoshim heim b'akdimia. Today, men and women are equal in academia. Veheim b'medinios. V'hanoshim lo yaskimu lis'anig l'fi ha'teira. Women are not agreeable to be noig l'fi ha'teira. Hima inyan lo yamuvan lahem b'mikaroi b'mikro b'begumar. Today, women don't want to hear, do it because we say so. They want to learn the background. It's not going to fly today, said Rabbi Salvation. If you tell a girl, mukta means you can't touch it, and she asks why, where, what, you just tell her, just sit down and take it, it's not going to work, says Rabbi Salvation. They need to know. And therefore he writes, we got to teach it. Seifa Dover. Again, he's not necessarily coming with the angle of the Chofetz Chaim, that they're not going to stay firm. He's just saying that they're much more academic than they've ever been before. It used to be, in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, women weren't academic in any area. So therefore, they didn't need so much more academia. But here, says Rabbi Salavitcher, well, they want a different group of women. The women are all academia. If you're not going to give them the academic information that they're desiring, they are not going to accept the halacha that you're telling them. If you tell a girl who's well-read and well-versed in different readings, and you tell her, well, just do this. Well, show it to me. Prove it to me. I want to read it. I want to study it. I want to analyze it. So therefore, says Rabbi Salavitcher, we have a problem today. Therefore, he writes, Seifa Dovi Kimoisha Rambam Bi'itoi Maskir Me'akdomos of the Mishnah Torah. So just like the Rambam in his time mentions in his Akdomah, Sher Rabbeinu HaKodesh Tikin Ksivas HaMishnah V'atoyosh V'apeh B'Ksav K'desh L'tishkach Torah V'apeh B'Yisrael. That's a famous head that write down Torah V'Ksav, even though it's an Issa Daraisa Pashtus to write down. It's the other way around. It's an Issa Daraisa to say Torah V'Ksav V'apeh. And it's an Issa to recite, to write down Torah V'apeh. Kein Tikin Rabbeinu Yibyesa Deva Levi. Sh'onu M'chuyovim L'lmoy Torah V'apeh L'noshim. Said Rabbi Salavitcher, I'm making a takona. We need to teach girls Gemara. Harav Himshech Levarli, and Rabbi Salavitcher continues to tell me, Shabbi Yomim HaKadmayim, in the earlier years, Nara Rak Itzricha Listakal Bahanogas Ha'em B'mitbach V'beis B'chol Yoyim B'Shabbos B'Pesach. A girl just needed to look at her mother in the kitchen and in the house, whatever she did on Shabbos and Pesach, L'daz Eich L'sang L'vedetah. That was good enough. Halach L'maisa. Hayoyim Hisbar Rav. Yesh Boyis M'soivois Ha'mofois B'chol Yoyim B'Oilam Ha'techni Shalonu. Then bonus or yimudu you say this at term in a chumish and a gemara. If they don't see it inside, as chas v'shalom tafzik a yudis hamitis shalanu. We are not going to have Jewish women. It's just not going to work. It used to be a girl would say, "My mom did it. Good enough. Good. That's a psak halacha. That's a maiserav. My mother." Today that's not going to fly. Girls want to see it. Prove it to me. Show it to me. Educate me to keep them from. If it's Dr. Salavitcher, hegiel is man shanosh and boys l'shmaya. He says, if you want the women to come here. And then we'll reach the Madrega of Hisham Rulasa, it's called Divrei HaTorah. This was Rabbi Salavitcher's famous heter. That's the way Rabbi Shechter quotes it. That the heter was based on the fact that because the women now are much more learned and much more well-versed in all areas, they need to be well-versed in Torah as well, because it's not going to work. They will not just accept the fact of do so, this halacha, they want to know why, where, who said so, give me the background, and without that they will not be able to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Then the Tzvika Reisman writes in number 20, Derech Agav, he says on the side note, Bita Shel Hagrid, the daughter of Rabbi Salavitcher, Harabanit Tova Lichtenstein, as we all know, Sipra, she told over, Ki Mishnas Tovshin Mem Gimel, 1983, Yasir Aviyah Yeshiva Be'er Boston. Rabbi Salavitcher was very involved in the building and the involvement of the school in Boston, Shabal Lamdu Gemara Gambonis, where they taught Gemara to girls. College, as it's well known, Rabbi Salavitcher, there's a picture that's everyone, famous picture floating around where you see Rabbi Willig off to the side, where Rabbi Salavitcher is giving a shir in Gemara to the girls. The shir Tyroni Midei Leil Shabbos B'Kehila Moriah in New York, Shabbat Hishtatfuk B'Kvias Gam Noshim. So says the Tzvika Reisman, Rabbi Salavitcher was not just saying it, he actually believed it. He very much believed in the idea that women should be learning Gemara. This is Lishita Sai, Tiredi Road over here. Okay? That was Rabbi Salavitcher's opinion and his approach. Now, we could spend another share, and Rabbi Leibowitz does this, so I'm just going to mention it. There was a famous article that came out in 2015 where Rabbi Willig made the very controversial comment of saying that maybe we need to revisit girls' learning of Gemara. And his basic premise was that although the reasons that we're saying now was that the women needed Torah Shabbat Peh to keep them from, his argument is that maybe today the too much Torah Shabbat Peh is actually backfiring. The more we're giving them Torah Shabbat Peh, we're making them more to believe that they could do things that is against the Torah. Meaning the idea of learning in-depth Torah was supposed to bring them closer to Hashem. Today it's actually bringing them further away. It's causing them to think that they can be rabbis and that they have whatever other hashkafas hachaim. And therefore Rabbi Willig made a statement where he thinks that maybe today we need to revisit where we stand on girls' education. He got a lot of flack for it, and back and forth, and people called him a contradiction because it was well known that he was in the shir with Rabbi Salavitcher when Rabbi Salavitcher was teaching girls, and he even at some point actually taught the shir. Now, it's not a contradiction, because all Rabbi Willig said is that maybe Nishtana Hadairis, the generation changed. Now, teaching girls Gemara is not what's going to keep them from, it's actually what's going to keep them less from. Or I would argue, maybe today girls don't need that to keep them from. Maybe a girl can find her connection to Avodas Hashem through Pirkei Avos, to learning other things. She doesn't need a Rashba or a Kiveger or a Gemara to keep her from. That's my own spin on things. But that's a discussion for a different time. That was a very controversial comment. It's not controversial. I think it's 100% correct. I think we should always, you know, re-look at psakim that were Hayrasha. Supposedly, even Rabbi Soloveitchik himself felt that what he did in Boston was Hayrasha. He didn't think that was L'chatchila. He felt that was the only school he'd be able to open, and therefore he agreed and allowed that. Supposedly, B'Seif Yomov, he was choizer that not every school needs to be necessarily teaching girls Gemara. Okay, that's Rabbi Soloveitchik's shita. Just to go Mikotza El Kotza is the Satmar Rebbe shita in V'yal Moshe, and I'll actually read to you from the book that I have in my house called The Rebbe. Great book on the Satmar Rebbe. It's a very, very gishmak. Again, it's gishmak because it's very controversial. It discusses heavily the Rebbe's shita on a lot of things. And there he writes that initially, the Rebbe was the one who decided to open up the girls' school in Williamsburg. And many chassidim were very against it because in Hungary, the Rebbe was against the opening of a girls' school. In Hungary, the Rebbe was actually very against it. And the Rebbe said that the Matzias has changed. The Rebbe said, and I'll read to you what the Rebbe wrote. He wrote, between the two world wars, when the Beis Yaakov movement flourished in Poland, activists established Beis Yaakov schools in Hungarian towns as well. The Rebbe worked hard to close down every Beis Yaakov that was trying to be built around parts of Siget near him. Why did the Rebbe oppose girls' schools in Hungary but support them in America? It was not a change of position, but a change in situation. In Hungary, the Rebbe and other Gedolim held that the girls' schools were simply an unnecessary innovation. They were necessary only in Poland because of the turmoil in which Polish Jewry found itself after World War I. Entire populations of Jews together with their rebbes and rabbonim had been uprooted from their ancestral towns. The younger generation was left without guidance and education, easy prey for Zionists and socialists who had their own network of secular Jewish schools. Boys could fortify themselves in the yeshiva, but girls had nowhere to go until the Beis Yaakovs were established. Hungarian communities, on the other hand, were relatively undisturbed by the war. The Rabbanim there preferred to continue with the old system, under which each mother taught her daughter what they needed to know about modesty and davening. To fulfill the legal requirements for secular studies, the girls, okay. So what changed? So the Satmar Rebbe said, America is not like that anymore. America is a new world. In America, as in Poland, Jews found themselves far from their ancestral towns and inundated by foreign culture. Furthermore, in the absence of any Jewish school, girls would have to attend mixed Gentile public schools, right? If you don't have a girls' school, the girls have to go to public school. Public schools in America are mixed. Therefore, said the Rebbe saw that the situation clearly called for the funding of a girls' school. Furthermore, the Rebbe wrote in V'yal Moshe, which I have over here, in V'yal Moshe, in former times, girls could learn all the halacha and good midas that they needed from their parents. But today, what they learn from their parents is not enough, and often the parents themselves do not know enough to teach their daughters. You have to remember, this is right after the Holocaust. Many of the survivors were not lucky enough to go to school. They did not have any education, the men and or the women. Many people had their entire childhood ripped away from the Holocaust, so they couldn't pass over the Messiah the way it was before. Therefore, a system of girls' schools under the guidance of an expert on the Chinuch Habanis was a necessity. So, that was the Satmar Rebbe's Shita. So again, the Satmar Rebbe is coming in already with a very, very different approach to the Beis Yaakov movement. But what does he write in V'yal Moshe number 21? Says the Satmar Rebbe, V'hine, Kasav L'loim Nechumesh, Avoloi Kasav Impirish Rashi. In Satmar girls' schools, I don't know if this is still the case, but the way the Satmar Rebbe set it up is that girls' schools can learn Chumash, no Rashi. Shedevade Osir Gomel L'loim Doi. Kedevei Rashi, Hein Hein, Gufei Torev, Oimik Torash, Es Chazal. Argue the Satmar Rebbe because that's already Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Satmar Rebbe said the basic, nothing more, nothing less. Chumash, that's it. No Rashi, no Midrash, no Gematrias, no Papulim, no Memre Chazal, no Gemaras, nothing. The Satmar Rebbe held all of that is included in Torah Shabbal Peh, and none of that is allowed. So Satmar girls' schools have a much easier time on their Chumash tests. All they need to know is the Chumash and the translation. Reb Shmuel Vosner and Shevet Halevi writes over here. He says, Says Rishon Vaz, I still don't understand what the justification is to learn in-depth Chumash with the girls. K'moy HaRamban, Ve'Ibn Ezra, U'kidayme, V'gam Pish Rashi Al HaTayra, Halei Molei V'Godesh Drash HaChzal, even Chumash Rashi, says Rishon Vaz, I don't understand. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. She'chazal roch goysam mizeh. Ela pshuto shalanyonim im Mosrei Chazal V'Dershatam Midrashim She'em Noigem L'Yerushamayim. Says Reb Shmuel Vaz, I don't understand the girl system. I don't know what the justification is to learn Ibn Ezra's, to learn Ramban's. Again, all you're allowed to learn is whatever's going to bring you closer to Hashem. Whatever's going to give you your Shemaim. וכבר אמרתי פעם למחנך הגודל הרבני צדק ומייסר רב אברהם יוסף וולף, כי התורה היא נצחית, והם אמרו כמלמדם תפלוס, בכל הדרס. הלכה doesn't change. וגם אם התיר מזה משום עשר עשרה השם ותרסכו, כאילו לזה היה בונס אויסקס בגרני ממנו, וכל מוקר מן מאפס. He said, maybe you'll tell me it's עשר עשרה השם, but where do you stop? וגם מי עומד במינין על זה, ודבר פרשת הריאוסה של אילו מלמד תפלס תצמח ממוקת ממוחר, he says, this is not a good idea. He found it very difficult. So what was Rip Shmuel Vaz's curriculum for the girls? So he writes, אבל כימן שנוגו גאוני צדיק הדרס, בבת יסייפה לבנויס, לבונויס, לפי מצב הדרס ורואו תיגין גודל כזה, so my said they're doing it. So he writes, what should you learn? פשוט יעמיקו עם ביר של פשט, בתייסבס ממרי חזל הנגים לפשט. Whatever is פשט פשט. Memory Chazal are Pashup Shat and Pashup Shat. Then you teach them Tznius, Vahalochas and Chutzois, whatever they need to know. He says, Avoloi Amkus Amikrim Kopir Shorashi Vigamban Vikiyotzibo. But stop with all the commentary, he says, Mishmo Vazi, you don't need it. Pashup Shat is what the girls need to learn. Okay? If you learn to the last page, we'll see over here another interesting psak from the Chazinish. Number 25. The Derech Sicha, the Chaim Kanevsky writes, Pamachas achoisi bikshi mimeni she'elamid ima keta sugya. Chaim Kanevsky said, one of my sisters once asked me that I should learn a shtickle gemara with her. I don't know, my sisters never asked me this, but okay. But one time, one of the girls once asked Chaim Kanevsky to learn a shtickle gemara with her. K'deshi teidem as a curiosity. She wanted to know what's in gemara. She'alti p'ya chazinish. So I asked the chazinish, is this okay? V'omali kirak b'kviyas osalabas. Listen to this chiddush. Said the Chazanish, you're allowed to learn, teach girls Gemara as long as it's not Bekvias. Which is mamsh what we saw from the Bach. Lamadzi imo sugyas tigre lud b'bavad mitziya perakazov. Okay. This is the Gavaldi Chiddush from the Chazanish, Rabbi say. According to the Chazanish, you can learn Gemara with your daughters as long as it's not Bekvias. It's only Ba'arai. And if you look at number 26, in the Orchas Rabbeinu, he says a similar idea. He writes, Tamuz Tovshin Yilches, 19. 58. Shaalti is my Rabbi Yassas Stipler. In Baal Mutal Lumad is Ishtay Hamora Mishnai is Torah Shabbat Peh Letzarech Bechinos Memshaltis. Are you allowed to learn with your wife Torah Shabbat Peh for some test that she needs to take? Beheshivli Kosav Rak Hamalam is Bita Kilam Lam the Tiflus. Avala Ishtay Loy Avala Tiflus. Kabbalah Gechidish says this type you can learn with your wife. If you want to learn Gemara, don't learn with your daughter, learn with your wife. So if you guys are looking for a Chavrusa, don't learn with your daughter, learn with your wife. Because the stipler said it's only daughters. Let's say, for example, if your wife has a job that she needs to learn, then it's okay. Then he said the argument that we made last week. If you're not going to be the one to teach it to her, it's going to be bigger tiflus. She's going to read books. So therefore, it's better you teach it to her the right way than she learns it the wrong way. Then he writes at the end, ubishanim sha'achakach, shuv omali moivi rebi, shabenege lamed bonus mishnais kadayme, to teach girls mishnais, ein iser hayoim bismanenu. It's not us to teach the girls mishnais. Va'adra ava mitzvah lalimdoi. They shall elitu atzma medivri kfiro kadayme sha'rachoiv mole mehem. So here it sounds like the stipler was matim mishnais. All mishnais, not just perky office. So here we have maybe that the stipler was matim mishnais, and Moshe was not matim mishnais, but nonetheless, they say over that the stipler was Mati Mishnayis. There's a famous story that they say over about my Rosh Hashiva, Bzalag Epstein. I don't know if I should say it, but I'll say it anyways because it works in with what the stipler said. Suppose the story goes that he was once talking to one of his granddaughters who was learning Gemara at the time, and she said, "No." So he said to her, let's learn together. So they were learning the Gemara, and he told his granddaughter that that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Go back to your Rebbe, tell your Rebbe he got wrong Pshat in the Gemara. So she went back and she told the Rebbe, you know, my grandfather said you got wrong pshat in the Gemara. So the Rebbe said, who's your grandfather? You know, so he said, you know, Abzalag Epstein. So the Rebbe said, okay, I probably got wrong pshat in the Gemara. Now I'm only mentioning that story because that's what the argument is. If we're not going to teach our daughters properly, they're going to learn the Gemara incorrectly. So therefore, it's more kedai to teach your daughter, if you know your daughter's going to learn Gemara, instead of her learning it in the street, make sure she learns it properly. Then we'll wrap up with from the Chazanish, number 27. Chazanish writes, Giloy daita lemoistes achenel chabnois beisakov shalimad lemude kodesh shabonois lehutter ella boifin shalimad pashton shadvarim alpi. Rashi, simple. Said the Chazanish, keep it simple. Vein lahatter hachobas hadvarim beribim afarshim. I don't want to have many commentaries. Says the Chazish, let's not lose sight that the reason why we're teaching girls Torah is to bring them closer to Yerushalayim. Anything that's not going to bring them closer to Yerushalayim is a waste of time. And this was really Rabbi Willig's argument, that if the Torah that we're teaching the girls is making them further away from Yerushalayim, if giving them all this information makes them want to be their own rabbi and makes them want to have their own minyanim, then the plan backfired. And if the plan backfired, then there's absolutely no reason to teach them Torah. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, I am definitely not paskening what everyone should do with their daughters or with their wives, but I think we should keep in mind the theme is, the purpose of all this is to bring them closer to Yerushalayim. If you feel that this is what's going to bring them closer to Yerushalayim, then it might be mutter. If you feel like there's other ways to bring them closer to Yerushalayim, perhaps that would be a better way to go about doing so. Again, there's other Maamar Kermes I didn't get to. There's an Aruch HaShulchan over here who discusses about whether or not you're allowed to write books for girls. And obviously the answer is, Rabbi Abadi points out, Avada, there should be Sfarim written for girls, tailor-made for them, that they should know what exactly to keep, what not to keep. Keep it simple. Many of the great books have been written. I often tell Chassanim of mine that I teach that if you want a good, simple book, you should borrow Rabbi Forrest book that were written for the Kallahs. It's written very simple, very clear, very understandable, without all the pilpul. I often tell the boys to buy that safer for themselves as well. So we today do have books written specifically for the women. Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz is quoted for saying if it would be up to him, he'd write a book for halachas for women. Halacha l'maisa, it's a debate. But nonetheless, I think we should not lose sight on the purpose of teaching the girls anything is to keep them focused on Yerushalayim. And if it's going to take them away from Yerushalayim, in any case, that definitely should not be done. Okay.